Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, Newton People in the News. By FCN Ruth Ann Fuller, former mayor of Newton, has been appointed to the board of directors of Two Life Communities, a developer, owner, operator, and advocate for senior residential communities. Two Life Communities notes that during her 8 years on the city council and 8 years as mayor, Fuller focused on initiatives relevant to Two Life's work, including affordable housing, renewable energy, community policing, transportation, and building the Cooper Center for Active Living, Newton's first center designed specifically to meet the needs of older adults. Rabbi Darby Lee of Kerem Shalom in Concord has co-authored with his sister a chapter in a different spirit, Creating Meaningful B'nai Mitzvah for Children with Disabilities, a resource guide for inclusive B'nai Mitzvah celebrations. This chapter focuses on working with deaf and hard of hearing students to prepare for B'nai Mitzvah. The book was released this month in honor of Jewish Disability Awareness, Acceptance, and Inclusion Month. Cara Bertone, Suzanne Cucurullo, and Timothy Moran have been appointed to the Newtonville Area Council for the 2026 to 2028 term. Suzanne Cucurullo is returning to the Newtonville Area Council following 2 years of service, including leadership on Newtonville Village Day, communications, and developing a clearer public identity for the Newtonville Area Council. Cara Bertone and Timothy Moran are new members. The Newtonville Area Council is an official body under the city charter, charged with facilitating communication between Newtonville residents and the city council and other city departments. It also serves as a forum and mechanism for dealing with various local issues and for fostering community spirit. It will hold its next monthly listening hour on Saturday, February 28th at 11 a.m. at Clover, 835 Washington Street, Newtonville. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.